the banana is taking effect.
Yeah, there's my Pidgey. You had a banana?
I had a banana.
Oh, I didn't feed you that.
No, you didn't. Amazingly enough, Joe, I have food at my house, too.
Really? So that's the only reason you did this podcast.
Well, it's part of the reason. Did you get your Pidgey?
I got my Pidgey.
Wow. All right, in a great ball. That's all right, so
we
cool,
could start now.
Hell yeah.
You're listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Yo, 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 my name is Joe.
I can't rhyme this. My name's Adele.
How's it going, everybody?
It's okay.
You're not everybody. I was asking them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm doing all right.
I didn't ask how nobody was doing.
Wow, man. Don't. Not now. Not today.
No? Can't handle it?
It's a good day today. Let's keep it
going. The game has already got you down. So there's a wind event happening.
Yeah, just a small one. Not anything great, I'm afraid.
Yeah. The double XP was pretty unexpected, so that's cool.
I think that's about it.
I've been doing a little bit of mass evolutions.
I did some when I got here. Not really mass, probably like 12.
Yeah. That's
a good waste of a lucky egg.
I saved up 70 Pokemon to evolve basically back to back to back until I couldn't evolve anything anymore. I'm hoping to have enough by the end of the event to do another round of 70. We'll see.
Hopefully I stack up this week.
I have tons of Pidgey candies. I have so many berries at this point that I've been using pineapple berries on Whismers and Pidgeys.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I still have like 150 too. I don't really think I'll need them so much for the upcoming community day, so I've only been stocking up on raspberries, holding on to those a little. But those are starting to get a little bit crazy as well, because I have like about 150 of them.
Oh, jeez.
So I've been having to clear up my inventory by dumping them into gyms still.
See, in exchange for that, though, on my end of the spectrum, I got my new Pokedex entries.
Yes.
And possible gym attackers.
Right. I held on to mine. I have three that I still need to evolve that I'll get new Pokedex entries for. So I'll do that next round.
Which one?
So I have my Matang, which I'll get a Metagross from. I also, well, technically I have a, what's the middle form of Gardevoir again?
Carillia.
I have a Carillia, but back in the day, I accidentally evolved a lower IV one. So I don't think I actually have a good IV Ralts, though. So I was hoping to hatch one maybe during this event.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
And then what else do I have? I also have a Wingull that I need to evolve.
Oh, that's
finally.
Right. You don't have Pelipper yet.
Yes, I don't have Pelipper. I finally hatched. I've only caught like two or three of these since they came out.
You've caught more Bagons than you have Wingulls, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, actually. when you count the egg hatches, definitely.
Wow.
And then I finally have my
Vibrava
to evolve into a, what the hell's its name again?
Flygon. What kind of podcast did you used to do?
I'm glad you're here to see. It's not that I don't know the names. It's just that I constantly have brain farts.
Oh, of course. Who can remember like 1,000 Pokemon?
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
Anyways, so yeah, I've been mostly just walking around doing some hatching. I had a nice long walk yesterday, hatched a handful of 10K eggs, rather. I also had a stockpile of 10K eggs that before the event. I was kind of just waiting till the event to buy some incubators,
right,
which I did. And so I hatched a bunch of them all at once. Speaking of which, I want to give a shout out to one of the New York City Pokemon Go community members who reached out to me recently, Peter from the New York City Pokemon group. He reached out to me because he was concerned when I said that last week that I didn't realize that the 10K eggs or the eggs that you get previously won't change once the event changes. So I did know that, but it was nice of him to reach out.
Thanks,
he also debunked a rumor that you started on the show.
Oh no.
That Pokemon Go is available in China, which I've since also confirmed that.
Okay. See, that I read a report that Niantic is working. I thought it was out by now, but apparently they're working with a carrier to bring it into China. And I was like, so is it out?
All right. We'll have to see about that, but see if there's any updates. That is,
because I still want to know how they're going to handle like Cubone, Marowak, and Duskull.
Right. Well,
it's kind of like
I guess the answer to that is they don't have to yet.
See, it's just They're not there.
Anyways, back to the event. So I've hatched a number of Pokemon so far, including my first hatched Baggin,
nice,
which is below 80% IVs. So,
perfect. That's good.
So I still don't have one I want to evolve, even though I have enough candy for a Shelgon at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I also hatched, let's see, a Chansey. Always take that candy. No problem. I would like a second Blissey. Why not?
You only have one Blissey?
I only have one Blissey.
Ooh.
And, I mean, I have plenty of Chanseys, and I've had plenty of chances to evolve them, but I just sunk all my candy into this one. It's 3,000 something CP, so...
It's fat.
Yeah, it's a fat Chansey. Okay. Fat Blissey, rather.
Okay.
I also evolved, like, some other, like, windy weather, like Skarmory. I hatched a handful of Wingull, which I had mentioned. Let's see, what else? Nothing too much, not too much of note, really. Aerodactyl. Hatched a Phoebus, because I guess I had an older 10K as well.
I got one of those, too, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty garbage.
Really, beyond that, one more Trapinch, which brought me, I think... A healthy amount over 100 candy to evolve that.
Nice.
And I also, this has been a really common 10K hatch for me, is Mareep.
But it really?
Looks like somehow I hatched this from a 2K egg. Hmm. Maybe that's different now.
Okay. That's.
Anyways.
That'd be nice, actually. Mine's mostly been Bagons.
Yeah.
Beldums. How many? I've hatched 4 Bagons.
Jeez.
I'm almost out of eggs, but I've just been grinding my eggs this week.
Right, yeah. It sounds like you bought more incubators than I did.
I invested in the super incubators.
Oh, wow.
I needed those 10Ks gone. I was like, okay. Because I'm around Manhattan all day. I'm just going to grind.
See, the problem is I got through all my 10K eggs, and they were replaced by like 2K and 5K eggs. Ugh. And I refused to use my incubator on those.
I barely had any 2Ks. Like, I just got my first 2K in a
really?
Week.
Yeah, you were lucky then.
I suppose.
I have almost all 2Ks now.
Where's my Zubat?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's... what did I do? My new entries are Medicham, Salamence, and Metagross.
Cool.
Oddly enough, I hungered down. I caught a Metatite. I was like, I'm just evolving you. I'm sick of looking for a good one. This Pokemon's not even that good. So...
A new what?
A Metatite.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Medicham's just...
Yeah, I'm surprised you waited this long for that, really.
I like Medicham a lot, and I wanted this to be like some weird niche psychic fighting type I was going to use for some garbage raid, but his stats are so low.
Yeah, no, it's exactly, that's kind of what I've been saying for a while now, but meh.
But you know, it's like, even Manectric's better than him. That's not good.
I mean, you like your Manectrics.
I do like Manectric a lot. I hope a shiny one comes out soon.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. It's already kind of cool looking, I got to say.
Yeah, but the blue becomes black.
Ooh, hey now.
It's pretty neat. Other than that, what else? I hatched 2 Girafarigs.
Oh, wow, exciting.
Yeah, I know. I saw them. I was like, oh, wow, goodbye.
Oh, my God, a rare... Goodbye.
Like, it's nice to see Girafarig again, I guess.
Yeah.
But I feel it's like the case with a lot of Gen 2s when you hatch them, you're like, wow, goodbye.
Yeah, right. So, why don't we go over all of the Pokemon that are coming from these eggs during this event? Which, by the way, this event ends on Friday.
The 16th.
The 16th at 4 p.m., so keep an eye on that. So from 2K eggs, we have Abra, Slowpoke, Execute, Swellow, Spoink, and Swablu.
Ah, Spoink.
Spoink! And from 5K eggs, we have Scyther, Girafarig, Gligar, Mantine, Smoochum, Wingull, Baltai, and why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't know. And from 10K eggs, finally, we have Aerodactyl, Dratini, Skarmory, which unfortunately I hatched.
Yes.
Ralts, Chimecho, Baggin, and Beldum. See, that's what I want. I still don't have one of those.
I got a decent Chimecho.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, it's like, I'll check in. It's like 1030.
Yeah.
Which is kind of high up on it. And then a ton of Dratini, which I don't need anymore. Thank God for the event.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You know, I think Chimecho is probably the Pokemon that has the most different...
1181.
Nice. What's the IVs on that?
That is a... Boo-ba-da-boo.
91. Excellent IVs. Very nice. Yeah. Where was that?
Where did I pop you out from? Somewhere in Manhattan. It's just New York.
Oh, it was an egg. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what I want.
2K.
That's what I want. Maybe the icons are wrong. Because, I think that icon's broken. The icons must be broken because... That didn't come from the 2K. You need to talk into the microphone.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You, you need to hum into the microphone.
Or is it just, is that the, no, it's not the default. Is it? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen.
Yeah, I thought those icons changed, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe. They were never inside of the Pokemon screen.
Maybe we're both retarded.
I think that's likely.
Ah, shit.
All right. So that's pretty much all there is to say about this event. I mean, I've been doing some Lucky Egg evolution sprees, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, you got 2K. Whoa.
Apparently you drifted enough to...
oh, hell yeah. Here we go, boys. Oh, Swablu. I've been hanging a ton.
That's probably one of the better 2Ks that you could have hatched.
That's all my 2Ks have been.
Yeah? That's not bad.
Oh, apparently Chimecho came from a 2K. Was it not?
Yeah, no. I don't think so.
Right. This event also brought about some new raids.
Oh, yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
None of them worth really talking about, though.
Man, but Executor?
Who cares? Claydol? Who cares?
Okay. Claydol's interesting because I don't see a lot of ball toys in the wild. So it's kind of nice to get like a couple of extra candies. He's not a hard catch. He's not anything great, but he's kind of a nice gym defender with his typing, ground psychic.
Yeah.
That's all I can really give for it. But it's nice to see something a little bit more interesting in the gyms.
Yeah, I guess so. It's something. Yeah. I mean, it's better than keeping it the same, I suppose. But
Swablu raids.
I'm not that excited about them.
Don't you want to do a Swablu raid, dude?
No, I'm good. I got unless I get a shiny Swablu.
That's not happening.
Exactly. So then I'm not interested. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Maybe one day, Joe. Maybe one day.
Nope.
Oh.
Doubtful. They need to put shiny Rattata in the game so I could get that and then that.
Have that
and,
in my face. That alone. Man, there's no way I don't run across a shiny Rattata as many as I catch. I easily clock 50 a day.
Really?
Just Rattatas. And they're like,
are you getting any close to your meta? Let's do a metal check right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, hang on. Let's probably not.
Live on the air, folks.
Oh, man.
A Rattata metal check.
44 out of 300. Oh my god.
Puny earthling. Puny
You can have the small rats, I don't care.
226.
And I focus on them too. That's the worst part. Like I get excited to see a rat.
See me, I just go plus them.
Maybe that's the problem. I should just be go plussing instead of wasting my time.
Yeah, just skip them, go plus them. Don't waste your time. If you don't catch it, you don't catch it. You just get a little bit of XP as a...
I probably have a better chance of finding more, too, if I was doing that, because it would just go plus it, then move on to the next one.
Pretty much, yeah. They're pretty much everywhere, right?
Honestly, no.
Well...
Thanks to Whismur.
They're still kind of everywhere. I don't know. Anyways, we also just had our second ever EX raid at the Flatiron Building.
Oh, yeah, on Friday.
Yes, and unfortunately, our buddy KC couldn't make it.
He chose not to make it.
Yeah, I mean, he decided to work from home that day. So that's not, he stayed being up in my underwear sounds better than an EX raid.
Just, does it?
No, not really.
Okay. Especially not with what you caught.
Yes, that's true. I got a weather boosted, like, what was it, 80, maybe.
You were in the 90s, weren't you?
I don't remember.
You were 89 like, or
maybe
90.
91 or something. Let me double check that.
Yeah, live on the air. Check.
This is such riveting radio. It's waiting for us to load apps, right?
Oh, my God.
Let's see. What did I have here?
I remember
89%.
Okay, yeah. So I think mine was 80.
Two perfect stats, though. That's kind of cool. Yeah, but 10, unfortunately, 15. The unperfect stat is the attack.
Yeah, I remember mine's about... We both got bulky ones. Mine's about 84, 86%.
Yeah, nice.
Even weather boosted.
So. Right, and so that was the best part of this raid is that this one was weather boosted. Because
it started at 3 o'clock, too. That wind, I saw it. I was like, oh, it's windy.
Oh, it was windy that whole day for me. Mm-hmm. And not I work for me. Close by. Oh, so.
It was cloudy in my section. Then I came down to 23.
Well, damn. So I'm glad the weather held out. That was lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people this time, too, actually. A lot more than last time, I feel.
Yeah. And they were also very organized. It seemed like almost everyone there, this was not their first one. So they went to a group. They tried to find their
colors.
Their teams.
Colors. Yeah. Like, yeah.
We divided up into teams pretty quickly.
Thank God.
And then Yellow was there as well.
I think Yellow was trying to join Red, and we're like, no, go away.
They didn't join you guys?
No.
Oh, wow.
We didn't let them in.
Poor guys.
Sorry.
Poor instinct.
Yellow stinks. We're like,
aw, you guys.
Stink, dink. Okay, I'm done.
Instinct. Dinked. Yeah. Wah, wah. Okay. crappy puns aside, the second New York trade was cool. I mean,
it was nice that it was weather boosted. It was felt very, it was quick. Better.
Like once I got there, it was like 10 minutes and we were both gone.
Yeah, that, yeah.
I went there like 5 or 10 minutes early.
I was with my boss. And I was like, I got to go do a raise. Like, okay, just be back. I left him at the property to do the work. I was like, I got to go.
It's a good thing that you have a boss that plays, and it's a good thing that my manager is not very hands on.
Yeah. Oddly enough, my boss has been like, I guess I got him back into the groove of it. He went up 2 levels in 2 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just because, I guess because of the event, he doesn't have like a lot of Pokemon in his Pokedex either.
Up to what level?
18 to 20.
Okay.
So it's not a lot. He's still pretty low, but it was interesting. I was like, wait, you went up 2 levels already?
That's cool.
Wow. Okay. But it's because WXP, new entries, new stops.
Sure.
So
sure. That makes sense.
Trying to get him into a raid. I want to see how much he shoots up then.
Yeah, wow.
Especially on double, he'd be, that's like what, 10,000?
Double is 20,000.
Oh, it's 20,000. Okay.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's kind of what makes me want to do raids during this event is this 40,000 per raid. That's, or if you do a lucky egg, that
is. Yeah. It's pretty nice, actually.
So it makes me kind of want to grind because that's, if you do 3 raids with 1 lucky egg, that is about the same as evolving 70 Pokemon with a lucky egg.
That's a lot of EXP.
Yeah. So, anyways,
I just feel like you want to focus on Rayquaza raids, really. Like,
yeah, and that's kind of what I've been doing.
I guess for 3, though, especially within a 30-minute period, you kind of grab whatever you can.
Yeah.
I guess if you get, you should go to Grand Central and hope to get those 3 in a row again.
What's that? 3 what?
Oh, I got 3 EX raids in a row.
EX raids?
Uh-huh.
You mean level 5 raids?
No, EX raids. Yeah, level 5 raids.
Yeah. I just got 3.
Just Mewtwo, 3, just, you know?
On a whim like that.
Yeah. I mean, well, have you seen that? Some people have 3 EX raids now.
Oh, yeah. That's I guess there's been another weird round of EX raid passes where some people have gotten 2 for the same time, even.
Yeah, that's...
So that's fun.
Better organize that. Be like, whoa, don't show up till like 10 minutes later. I'll be there.
Yeah. Why can't they get this right? It's a little funny. It's kind of comical.
I mean,
it's like
their
it's
algorithm
like the,
weird.
It's like what's his face cursed the EX raid system.
Who cursed Train Tips?
Well, someone did. I don't know.
Somebody cursed it.
What's the guy from Harry Potter?
Which one? There's a lot of guys from Harry Potter.
The freaking big
Voldemort.
Voldemort. Yeah.
Okay. I don't even read these books.
I do. I did. But I'm just terrible with names, apparently.
Clearly. What is this Pokemon? That's a Charmander.
I know Charmander. Come on. I just don't care about anything besides the first 150.
Oh, that's right. Hey, come on, man. What about the upcoming 86?
Is there only 86 in the next generation?
It's not a very high number.
Wow.
And 27 of those are evolutions from previous generations.
Exactly, yeah. That's
exciting.
That is exciting. I'll give you that.
I mean... Finally, Gligar will be
that
good.
Number is really lower than I expected. I very much wish that they would release Gen 4 during the summer because they've tortured us.
Yep.
They've released all this content during the winter.
Yeah, and it's been rough.
Yeah, it's been kind of awful. But I mean, I've been going out. I lost another 2 pounds in the last couple month or so. Okay. Since I started playing this game, I've lost about 20 pounds.
That's pretty good.
Isn't that crazy?
10 pounds a year.
I've been keeping track.
Man, Joe, at this rate, you'll...
I'll be wasting away.
Oh my God.
By the time Gen 4 comes out.
Like, especially these last 2 weeks, it's been... The Nor'easters, it's just been awful to play this game.
Yeah.
Like, I go out, I spin a stop, catch something at the office, and just run back inside.
Right.
Like, the other day, during the storm, there was an Alakazam. I was like, do I really need this? Okay, fine. And I came back wet.
I mean, it's good. I normally wouldn't get out during this weather as much as I do, but it's not fun.
No.
I'm kind of cranky during it.
I'd say it feels like a chore, but at the same time, it feels like you're being taunted. You're like, hey, look at all this good stuff outside. Dude, there's like 3 feet of snow. I'm not going outside. Come on.
You know you want to.
And then you got to make the choice. Do I get my shoes on? How big do I bundle? And like you said, you went out yesterday, and you were still cold despite being bundled up.
Yeah, like I knew it was pretty chilly and that I would be cranky, so I bundled up extra, but like it wasn't enough.
No.
You know, if you're doing a long walk to walk 10K eggs, then, you know, you're going to get cold.
Well, Hopefully. No, we're not done with those. We have another storm coming.
Do we really?
Yeah, oh, on Tuesday.
Oh, fun. Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Maybe there'll be a really good raid that day.
Just in time for to ruin the end of the...
Hell yeah.
The windy event.
What's interesting is I noticed this during the event and the Nor'easters. The wind did supersede the snow.
Really?
Yeah. When the... whatever they call it. The wind measuring device. it was clocking at over 20. And then I looked at my game. It changed over to like an hour. And turned to windy from snow. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Huh, despite still coming down.
Really interesting. I find that a little surprising. Maybe there's a threshold. Anyways, yeah.
I mean, it was nice. You know, we want windy weather.
Yeah, yeah. We do want wind. Well, I mean, I would take snow too. But then again, snow spawns are really kind of lackluster, it seems.
As I demonstrated in a
Adele
tweet.
Sent me a screenshot. Of his nearby during the snow the other day.
It was like mostly normals. A couple of shroomish, which I wasn't pleased with. Yeah. No snow runs.
You should be tripping over Beldums in that weather.
You should be tripping over Beldums, Aerons, and snow runs.
Yeah.
But nope. That's the other thing I've also noticed. It was, even during this weather and all this other shit, there's barely any evolved Gen 3 Pokemon out there.
I mean, well, they don't have any... I've noticed they don't have any spawns of the third tier... evolutions,
right? Like
they just kind of stopped doing that.
I've found a Pelipper, a Sharpedo, and a Crawdaunt.
Yeah,
but I have never seen, and I think one Claydol.
Yeah, those happen. They're rare, but they happen. But the third level evolutions just don't happen at
and
all.
I've never, but yeah.
I mean, I guess to some extent, that's a good thing because do you remember like week one, week two of this game when there was like Charizard spawning, and then like if you were lucky enough to get one,
no,
you'd be the only person with a Charizard for like 3 months basically before, you know, or more.
No, I don't, because I didn't have that luxury in the first 2 weeks.
I remember
I remember hearing the rumors and seeing the screenshots and be like, oh, there are Pokemon out there.
Yeah,
but I guess it does feel better when it's rare and you run across like, woo, a Charizard.
No, for me it's
Charizard.
Yeah, right. No, for me, I'm actually perfectly okay with them not spawning at all because it's unfair because, you know, you have a very small handful of people that will run into any particular spawn.
Right.
Let's say if it's so rare, it's like one or two in the city or whatever at any given moment. It kind of stinks because I'm sitting here going to a Charmander nest, spending all of my Ultra Balls and all of my Raspberries to catch them. And this was before there was Pineapberries as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was quite a grind to be able to get my first Charizard. And like I went on a trip specifically to a park specifically to get Charmanders. So yeah, it's not it's just it kind of stinks when there's just the next guy who spoofs that just got it the first week, you know. So
what's that? The tracker said there's something rare. Point.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that was kind of pre-Pokemap, at least, but...
Yeah. That's when everyone had a tracker out, though, and none of them were really good.
Well, yeah, within the first few weeks, a bunch of trackers came out. But then they all stopped working very quickly.
Yeah.
What were they all called again? What was the first one?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember. I still have them bookmarked somewhere. It's kind of funny. Anyways, yeah, so anyways, this event again ends March 16th.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been okay.
Just get as many eggs as you can, just grind them out as hard as you can.
Yeah, I mean,
really all comes down
to goals, walk the eggs, hatch them, and XP grind. That's pretty much it for me.
Hit up all the raids, buddy.
I'll tell you what, I am definitely not hitting level 40 before the end of the event.
No, indeed.
I'll be lucky if I get part of the way through level 39 first. To level 39, rather. I'm 38 still.
I'm 36, and I'm just like, it's just so hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at my boss like, oh man, you're hitting two levels. I'm like, I did a fraction. Nice.
Yeah. So, all right. Moving along, there's one thing that I wanted to kind of bring up and throw out there.
Yes.
Because I don't think, last I checked at least, which was a week or two ago, it wasn't acknowledged on the official Pokemon Go website.
Okay.
A bug that I've run into. And it's Phantom Vibrations.
Yes.
you'll get a vibration as if a Pokemon spawned on the map, and there's nothing there.
I've had that too on Android.
Okay. It's good to know it's not just me this time on iOS getting burned.
Man, iOS gets all the cool bugs, dude.
Yeah, cool. That's right. I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one this time. I think this is again a really annoying like quality of life thing that you think that after playtesting for maybe 5 minutes they would be able to find this bug, but anyways,
I think I've
maybe at least 3 or 4 updates have gone by since this bug was introduced.
I want to say that I've had this bug in January.
Yeah,
easily.
Okay.
Like, so I've encountered it where
it sounds about right. Probably 3 or 4 updates since
where
then.
I'm walking and I hear, and if I look, I think something pops up for like a nanosecond and then it goes away. Right, like it was trying to spawn, but it's not supposed to be there. So the game acknowledges
exactly.
That.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on, what causes the bug, but it's very annoying. Yeah. Because especially in this weather, I keep my hands in my pockets, my jacket pockets. And when I hear a buzz, I take them out. And when I see nothing, I curse Niantic.
So you're telling me that them releasing stuff in the winter is even worse now because we have this bug, so we get colder.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I like that.
Maybe it's their way to just screw with us.
I'd appreciate that, you know?
Anyway, Niantic, squash this bug. If you're listening and you've had this bug too, go submit a report to Niantic's website.
Yes.
I'll be doing the same. Hopefully they acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. We'll see.
So one thing that I've been hearing on the grapevine recently is that after Rayquaza leaves, Latios and Latias are probably going to be our next raids.
I think, yeah, that sounds a bit pretty likely. Just I'm surprised they haven't been introduced already, actually.
Well, I guess they're just letting Rayquaza ride.
Do you think they'll release each one for a month, as they have done in the past?
I think they're both going to be around at the same time kind of thing.
That would probably make sense. I would say ideal situation for me is that they release both of them at the same time for one full month.
Yeah.
And that way it's a little bit of a surprise what hatches from level five eggs.
Right. That being said, we can only hope for windy weather because dragon psychic.
Yeah.
Literally no downsides.
Right.
And I think they're going to be decent. I don't think they're going to have super high CP though.
But again, dragon types that are not as good as Rayquaza.
I mean, well, depends.
Yeah, I guess it depends on their movesets.
Because they're not quad weak to rock or ice. They're not quad weak to anything, actually, now I think about it.
Really?
So
that's good. Yeah.
Good attackers.
At least they're not flying, I guess.
God, no. No.
At least it's flying. A new typage.
Yeah.
Type matching. Type. What is it? Type combination?
Type combination. Yeah. And then people are thinking that Deoxys will replace Mewtwo as an EX or be an addition to the EX system.
That'd be kind of cool.
Kind of weird considering forms, but.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Won't that be the worst thing? You get an EX pass. Oh, man, I really hope this is defense, so I need another attack. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, let's see how they handle that.
Yeah.
I guess there really wasn't a Mewtwo in Generation 1, huh?
What do you mean? Like
a Mewtwo equivalent, like Deoxys.
In Gen 3?
In Gen
2. 1. Deoxys equivalent? Just Mewtwo, really.
I'm saying in Gen 2, there was not an equivalent.
No, because Gen 2 had, like, the least amount of legendaries,
So you agree. Okay, good. that's my point.
Gen 2 sucks.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, we still have Celebi from Gen 2 to be released, right?
Where?
We'll see.
When? How?
Yeah.
Where's Mew?
We'll see. Maybe that quest code will come back sometime this year.
Maybe in the winter.
Speaking of which, we forgot to go over that news. So the app was updated, and then it was updated again to fix some bugs, and then the update was taken away.
Wait, so we updated and then rolled back?
So we got a bug fix update.
Right.
And then a bug fix update for that update, and then we got it taken down because there was too many bugs.
Who did Niantic hire to program this crap? How?
Yeah.
That makes, like, zero sense. Like, oh, here's a bug fix pack.
The funny thing is there were one of the bug fixes was the daylight savings time bug what did they call it? The time zone bug.
Oh, which the UTC stuff. Right.
Yeah.
where your game would set itself to UTC instead of your local time.
Oh, that I don't know about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people are worried about the raid passes.
Oh, yeah, because
it might be set to UTC.
Right, right, right.
Which would really suck.
Yeah, true.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 4 p.m. UTC. What do you mean it's 1? Ah!
Yeah, right. So, yeah, hopefully get an update soon.
Something.
But, who knows at this rate?
Not at this rate. Like, I don't know. The game's just been really quiet. Like, too quiet.
Yeah, this event doesn't really feel like there's anything going on.
No.
There's nothing. You can't just pop open the game and see the results of this event. It's very like, okay, yeah, maybe when you end up hatching your eggs or...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you know if you're grinding XP, you'll notice a difference. But really, it's nothing very visible, which that's kind of unfortunate. They could have released like, I don't know, released one new shiny for it,
like Rayquaza.
That would be cool. But
that would be okay. If they had done that, I would have been very incentivized to buy the box with the raid pass, so I can grind as many Rayquazas as possible.
Yeah.
But instead, it's like go hit Rayquaza, my dude. I have a 93. Like
yeah.
I'm actually content with that. I'd love 100, but who cares?
I heard that Rayquaza is one of the best attackers in the game.
He's a glass cannon.
I mean, but he's, I don't know. He's like top tier, even with the low defense, apparently.
Eh.
But anyways.
I mean, anything with a high attack, Mewtwo is also one of the best attackers in the game.
Yeah. He's not much of a glass cannon, though, is he?
He's a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Wait for Deoxys. That's going to be a crazy
time. We'll see if they reduce his stats like they did Mewtwo.
And Ho-Oh. Wasn't Ho-Oh supposed to be like 2700 or something on its release? And like, no, turn that back. It's like 33 now.
Yeah, they really killed it.
Ugh.
That's a shame. It's too bad.
It's
not really that much better.
It's still, I'm going to say,
than everything
Fire else. Flying is not a very good typing. Even with
Especially
Charizard,
when you give it crappy moves.
Yeah, what's wrong? You don't like Brave Bird? Or Solar Beam or Fire.
Ugh. Yeah.
Peck.
All right. on to some less depressing stuff. We had a nest migration this past Thursday.
Is that less depressing? Let's look at the nest.
But yeah, it depends on the nest, I suppose. There are some that I plan on hitting up, so I guess that's better than nothing.
Oh, I see that All one.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So let's go over the notable locations first. So Union Square is a Carvanha nest.
Oh, boy.
Tompkins Square is a Diglett nest. Ooh, hey, now. It's like the lowest CP Pokemon next to, what's that little, Numel? No, the little guy from Gen 2 that has really high defense, but no other
Shuckle.
Stats. Shuckle, yeah. Geodude is Brooklyn Prospect Park.
So sick of Geodudes. They're everywhere with the weather, and now we have a nest. Great.
Yeah, exactly. Bryant Park is a Girafarig nest.
I'm so sorry.
If you're not hatching enough of those right now.
No, this next one can't be right.
Central Park is a Whismur nest. Is it really? Huh. That would be interesting.
That
would be good for mass evolutions. Maybe we should hit that up this week.
I mean, I might actually. If that's weird though. Whismur? I thought Whismur apparently was like in the same category as like Pidgey. Maybe it's not.
Did I mess that up? I could have messed it up somehow. I
hope you didn't.
And then East River Park, you have a Wobbuffet nest.
Wobbuffet, so really?
Yeah. Yep.
Man, that's exciting too. Wobbuffet's a real big disappointment, I feel.
I mean, is it supposed to be? It doesn't have a signature move, I know, but is it really supposed to be that good?
Well, its whole gimmick was that it had Shadow Tag as an ability, and you punched it and it hit you back even harder.
Right.
But that doesn't work in this game.
Yeah, exactly.
So it gets what? Splash Counter or Splash Miracle? That's actually awful.
So I just double checked the list here from the New York City Pokemon Go
and it's a Whismur
Discord,
nest.
And it is a Whismur nest. So
that's
get out there and do some grinding, kids.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. Well, man, what if the weather's in like, oh God.
All right. So now some Gen 3 nests that I thought would be good to mention. Mm-hmm. There's an Aeron nest in Brooklyn. It's Calvert Vaux Park. I don't know that one.
Vaux.
Vaux. There's quite a few Baltai nests. So let's see. In Brooklyn, Washington God. Park, Manhattan, High Bridge, 155, Dick. Manhattan, Clinton Cove.
Uh-huh.
And then one more in Brooklyn, P.O. Ronaldo Salgado Park.
There you go.
Two barboach nests, Roosevelt Island, FDR Four Freedoms.
That park. Is the park at the very south tip, if I remember.
Okay. And in the Bronx, Wave Hill.
Oh, man.
All right. And then we have a bunch more Caravana nests.
Yeah, in addition in to addition Union to Square. Square.
So, all right. Brooklyn Gateway Drive, Roosevelt Island South Point, Brooklyn Fulton, Staten Island, Mariner's Marsh. Okay.
So we have five Caravana nests.
Yep.
Ugh.
The one that I'm most excited about, because I don't have enough to evolve one yet, Corfish.
Mm.
Manhattan Seward Park is a corfish nest.
That's pretty cool.
We have a nose pass nest in Brooklyn Brower Park. How many nose pass have you seen, out of curiosity?
Not a lot, but...
The first one I caught, I got in New Jersey, because so I was getting some weird spawns out in, like, the sticks, basically, at some point. But then I found a few more a bit east of my apartment in Brooklyn.
19, and I've caught 17.
Okay. Yeah, that's a decent amount. I'm just curious, because at first it seemed pretty rare, but then I ended up catching a few.
You get a good one, though. Probopass is going to be big.
That's true, right. We have an evolution coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gen 4?
Gen 4.
Cool, cool.
Like I said, 27.
Ooh.
Of the evolutions in this are from previous generations.
Right.
It's crazy.
And then we have two Whalmer nests.
Oh, man.
Manhattan North Cove and Bronx Joyce Kilmer Park.
If you don't have your Whalord yet, which, who cares?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go nuts.
Go nuts for donuts.
Wait.
there's a bunch more nests, but I'd recommend that if you're interested... Go check out the Pokemon Go NYC Facebook group and then join their Discord,
because
they have a whole channel with a really massive, very well done list of nests.
Yeah. Oh, man, I see Teddy Ursa on there. Woo!
Who cares?
Not oh, me. No.
All right. That is just about all we have. But one more thing.
Weather
report. Let's see, what do we have? We have more cloudy days, what do you know?
Except Tuesday,
which is snow showers and wind, which hopefully will be, I guess, windy in-game, because it seems to spawn more good Pokemon than the snow does at this point.
Well, the snow spawns things, just not things you want to see.
Right, well, that's my point, yeah. Good stuff. Then we have a bunch of cloudy days all the way till next Saturday, where it looks like it'll start to get sunny.
And warm. Then
And warmer. That looks good. Sunday is supposed to be 56 degrees, so that'll be our first decent day for a while.
Oh, no. So I know we haven't recorded yet, and it's just a forecast. I'm looking to next, or the Sunday after.
Yeah.
Not this cat with a flamethrower, the Sunday after. I really hope not.
Yeah, and then it looks like the week after that has a lot of rain and actually some snow showers too, it looks like. So
it's weird. I really hope it doesn't rain on next community day. That really sucked last time.
Yeah, I guess, you know, hopefully this report is wrong, but we'll see.
Well, it's a forecast, you know.
Yeah, exactly. If
subject to change.
Hopefully this forecast ends up being wrong, because that's like literally the last day on the 10-day report right now.
Yeah.
So. Hopefully we'll have better weather, but
I'm really hoping Tuesday does bring us snow, because I do need to catch another snow run, a female one.
Yeah,
because when Frostlass comes out, it's got to be a girl.
Oh, right. Yeah,
very important, man.
True.
Watch your genders.
Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully it doesn't rain on community day. That would really stink.
Yeah, again.
Yeah. But yeah, again, I wouldn't mind a snowy day before the event ends too, because I think I would like to catch more Beldum if I can.
Okay. I mean, you can always hope for wind.
Yeah, the wind works too, just the same. But it looks like the snow is more likely at this point.
Hmm. That'd be weird if there was like some weird algorithm where like steel super, like, or its first type supersede its second or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't think that's the way it is. But I mean, certainly if you see a Beldum during snow, it'll be weather boosted, but I don't know if it actually increases the spawns.
It's supposed to, isn't it?
It's supposed to increase the spawns?
Yeah, you're not supposed to see more
I don't think that, I mean, you're supposed to, but they didn't say which particular species. You do see increased spawns of certain types, but not all. It seems like not all, right? Like,
no, not at all. Because like I saw zero snow runs during the snow.
Is Baggin dragon. Pure dragon type?
Yep.
Okay, just curious.
Pure dragon.
So, okay, yeah. Dragon, exactly. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Bacon, the dragon Pokemon.
The bacon Pokemon. Yeah, I don't know how that works, but it seems like some spawns or some species don't really spawn more during their one of their types weathers.
Yeah, like I don't know. I just like even with all the wind, barely any Beldums, but the snow comes and
well,
Beldum.
Some windy days though are like Beldum crazy, but other days are just
Metatite crazy.
Kind of crappy. I mean, that's what I've been going for lately is really focusing on the Beldums. But, and then there's been a handful of windy and snowy days since the last time I went out. And really, there's been very few spawns, not enough for me to go track one down.
That being said, look how big this Metagross is, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Unboosted. Ugh.
What level is that?
He is level 30.
Oh, yeah, and you have a perfect IV. Jeez. I'm jealous.
Yeah, you should be.
All right.
It's okay. 93% Stelmans came out pretty big, too.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
Still don't have an above 80. Grr.
I hoped you do find one, though.
Yeah, I mean, I have a long way to go with the candy anyway, so.
Everyone deserves at least one good Pokemon.
Yeah. Hopefully, before the end of this event, I hatch a couple more. We'll see.
More windy days, hopefully.
I have a long way to go with all these 2Ks that I need to get out of the way. Because I won't use my 3-time use incubators on a 2K.
Come on, man. Get them out of the way.
No, 5K and up. Like, 5K is my minimum for that.
I even have trouble, like, with my supers, I get a ton of 5s. I don't want to use them on that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, man, 3.3. That is a huge waste.
Yeah, right.
At least the 10, 6.7 is a little more applicable.
Right.
What if the super incubators cut it in half instead of a third?
Oh, then I'd be all over it.
Then it'd be worth it, wouldn't it? Yeah. The tens would be fives.
I don't like this new thing they're doing with this 0.5 thing, like with the
star pieces,
like the star pieces, and then the 1/3 with the
super incubators. It's really annoying.
The lucky eggs though are pretty awesome because they do double, right?
Like, there's no reason. Like, lucky egg is probably one of the best items in this game right now.
Yeah,
easily
still relevant.
I hope they don't nerf it.
Oh, yeah, well, that would be awful if they nerfed an existing item.
I guess there's no reason to nerf it because it does help lower players rise up.
Based on the, I'm gonna put on my tinfoil hat for a moment
Okay, I like this.
Based on my, based on the last like event and the items in the store, at least up until they took them away today. Think about it. They put lucky eggs, right, in these in these boxes. They put raid passes.
Yes.
So they're looking for people to get massive amounts of experience with this event.
Right.
With the, you know, the double XP and the lucky eggs and things like that. So 4x XP, lots of raids. I think they're going to raise the level cap pretty soon.
Really?
Yeah. That's my guess. Because if they don't care that people hit level 40, I feel like...
What's the incentive, though? See, that's the problem. Like, what do you...
Yeah, for
if
them,
I rise up, what do I get out of this?
Well, once people hit level 40, though, I think people are starting to reach it regardless of these events.
Yeah, it's just a matter of
time. So they're just... They're trying to make it so that it's easier to obtain, I think. Okay. And I think that's what this event indicates. And I think once they get more people to 40, then they're just going to lift the level cap so they could sell you more items.
I mean, well, yeah, but at the same time, I don't know. Like, because Pokemon will never spawn above a certain level.
I mean, but you'll be able to level them up. So, I don't know. I feel like if they do raise the level cap, the math needs to change because I don't want another level 40. Basically, 39 to 40 is like a massive investment.
Remember, it's more than the entirety of going from 1 to 38.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I'm not looking forward to that either. It's like, just have my lucky egg on forever.
Speaking of which, I'm about, like, what, a quarter of the way through 30. To 39 at this point?
Oh. Let me see if you get out of the screenshot.
What's that?
It was like, you got to get out of your screenshot first to look at your level.
Yes, I know.
Hurry.
It's about, a quarter of the way is what I expected. Yeah, so I'm inching my way up. to level 39.
Ugh, this takes forever. Oh, yeah. One last piece. I finally, last week I was talking about how I really wanted that red outfit and all.
Yeah.
I hunkered down. I just got it and mix matched some pieces.
Oh, you mean the mail?
Yeah, I actually got a mail of it. So wow. I switched between them now.
We need to update the website. So
no, you're not a girl anymore.
You're still both. Ooh,
I'm both.
Okay.
Oh, playing both
mysterious
sides.
Adele over here.
So during the day, I'm a guy. During the night, I become Team Rocket Girl.
You change it every day?
Yes. It gives me a reason to do something. Like, oh, hey, it's nighttime again. Bloop.
Wow, that's cool.
I guess. I was looking at it, and I was talking about, oh, I should develop a thing so you can look at... Because I don't know why you cannot preview clothes selected before buying, like, as a whole outfit. That pisses me off so much. Yeah. So I was like, these pants look dumb. Ooh, but these pants look cool. Mix that, get the shades. All right, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah,
So during the day you said you're a guy? Okay.
And I made sure to get the shades.
Trainer red. Very nice.
Yeah. The problem is, I noticed, guys don't have socks.
Huh.
Guys don't have proper socks. We have weird leg warmers that go from like just below your knee to just above your ankle.
I'm just going to sit here and nod because I really have not I have not updated my avatar since they gave away a free item.
That's true. You're wearing, what are you wearing? The GoFest shirt and the adventurer hat.
Yep. Both free items.
I mean, that's fine. Those are good items. I wear them sometimes, but I don't know. Style means a lot to me in this game. Like, we could do a whole episode on that. Trust me.
You could do a whole episode of that. I'm going to sit here and nod like I am right
Attaboy,
now.
Attaboy. Let me have my soul. No, I easily could do a whole episode on that.
Cool.
So, and finally, I was looking through it. Mail got a lot of things. Like, I never realized. They have a lot more jacket. They have a lot more options than the female now.
Really? Do you think it's only because of these recent updates?
Probably within the last 6 months, yeah.
Interesting.
Like, it's just kind of been one piece, and it's just built up, and only, like, one or two pieces carry over between genders.
Okay.
So, like, the mask.
There are a couple, though.
Yeah, like, the mask, I think certain gloves carry over.
Interesting.
But not boots, not shirts, not pants, none of that.
That's kind of disappointing. I feel like that shouldn't be really, you know, like you tied to the gender.
I agree. Like, it'd be nice if, okay, I bought this
hat. Make a version for each one. Why can't I dress up as a female and wear red shirt?
That's another big thing. We shouldn't get into this now. You're gonna
okay.
Have me
all
on
right.
Tangents.
We have lots of content for a future.
Yeah,
slow
I'll
week,
be going on a complete tangent. Trust me. Fashion means a lot to me in these games.
Got it. Okay.
Why can't I be bald?
Then we better just end here.
Yes.
Okay. Level5radio.com. Mail@level5radio.com.
Twitter.
Thanks
Facebook,
for
all
yeah.
That
Twitter.
Stuff.
Facebook.
All Level5Radio.
All Level5Radio. And that's the number 5, kids.
Yes.
Not the word.
We're too cool for words.
Yeah. That being said, a few words before we head out.
Of course.
Not really. I'm just kidding.
1001992.
122364.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, I said a word. Shit.
Anyways, we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. I'm Joey.
I'm Adele.
Happy catching.
Good luck.